every sound is intentional. I'm aware of what's going on around me, but I refuse to live from the dictate of the things happening around me, because it would not help me if I have to look at what is happening and decide. But I will look at God. I'll keep my eyes on the author and the finisher. And so every sound needs each and every one of us playing, singing sound to be intentional, to speak truth from our lips, from our hands, from our hearts, that will change a people's mindset, change a people's reasoning right now due to the happenings. It's a lot of bad news, really. It's a whole lot of it. But we understand the times. We are not ignorant of the times. And so every sound we make today, be intentional with it. Be intentional with it. Very intentional with it. So I'll ask you, wherever you are, those here, those online, to lift your voice and thank Jesus for the years so far. It's not by accident that we are in 2021, the very last month. And actually, I can say the very last day in 2021 is not an accident. God has brought us thus far. He is a faithful God. He is a good God. And I always say, every time you and I wake up to see a brand new day, it is because there is still a God purpose. There is still a God reason. There is still a reason why we are here. People actually die in their sleep. We had a news not for this week. So if we wake up, if you sleep and you wake up, if I sleep and I wake up, it is because there is still a God reason. There is still an assignment. There is still a purpose to fulfill. And so we give God thanks for how far He has brought us. How far. I am grateful for how far He has brought me. And you should be grateful for how far He has brought you. It is only by the Lord. If the Lord has not been on our side, what will we say? What will we really say? Because we really say the scriptures. We should think about it. If it's not for the Lord, we are not better off. It is just the mercy of the Lord. It is just election. It is just that there is still time and things for us to do here on earth. That's why we are here. We are not afraid of death. God is with us. If we close our eyes, we'll be with Him. But we know that because we are here, there is a purpose. And we give Him thanks for giving us the opportunity to live out His purpose, to carry out every single one. And our purpose are not cut short. We give Him thanks. We bless Him. We lift our voices from our heart and we say, thank you, Jesus. And so wherever you are, just lift your voice and thank Him. Thanksgiving from your heart, not just from your lips. Let it proceed from your heart and come out of your lips to your Maker. He is the one that has brought us this far. It is not by power, it is not by might. It is by the Spirit of the Lord that we are standing. Scripture says, in Him we live, we move, and have our being. We are breathing in Him. We are alive in Him. We are well in Him. We see in Him. We hear in Him. We eat in Him. Everything we do, it is because of Him. Our existence is in Him. Our existence is in Him. Our lifeline is in Him. Our lifeline is in Him. It is God that has kept us. It is God that has been faithful to us. It is God that has been kind to us. It is God that has been good to us. It is God that has
us, that has saved us, that has protected us, that has provided for us. It is God that has protected all that concerns us. He watches over us. He watches over us. He's our shepherd. We will not want anything good. He's a good father. He's the shepherd of our soul. He keeps us. He protects us. He guides us. He sustains us. He provides for us. Even in the last minute, he comes through. He shows up in the last minute, close to disgrace, close to shame, close to death. He comes through and he saves us. Close to embarrassment, he comes through and he delivers us. God, I thank you. You are my covering, I thank you. You are my God. It is you that has brought me this far. Without you, I can't go anywhere. Without you, we will not be here. It is you, God, all the way. And we acknowledge you. We acknowledge you. We praise you. We exalt you. We thank you. We see what you are doing. We know what you are doing. We recognize what you are doing. We acknowledge what you are doing. You are God. You are the one at work. You are the one doing things. You are God. You are the doer of everything good. We thank you. We bless you. It is you, God. It is you, God. When our backs were against the wall, it is you, God. When there was nobody, it is you, God. You show up. You show up. You make a way. It is you, God. I thank you. From my heart, I thank you. I will not be standing here, let alone jogging, let alone singing. If it's not for you, if it's for the enemy, they would have finished me. If it's for the enemy, they would have killed me. If it's for the enemy, they would have silenced me. But you refuse. You refuse. You do not give them power over me. You do not give them power over us. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We bless you, God. We thank you, God. Oh, we thank you, God. Take time to think. Just think. That's why I love the Yoruba adage. If only you can think, things will come to your memory and gratitude will rise from your heart. If only you can remember. Imagine just last year, 2020, we know the story. Some of us had to stay together, not for 1 month, not for 2 months, not for 3 months, not for 4 months. We stayed in one place and there was nothing busy you had to do. There was nothing important that you had to do. There was nowhere important that we had to travel to. There was nothing so important. Everything came to a pause. Everything stopped. There was nothing we could do about it. You showed yourself. You are God. You created the earth. You can put a stop to the earth. You can put a stop to people. You can put a stop. You showed us that you were God. There was nothing important. No matter your dress, what you bought was not important. Nobody could see your new dress. Nobody could see anything you want to wear. It is about him. We were past. We were past. It was just last year. We were past. It was just last year. And here we are in 2021. In 2021, the last day in 2021, into 2022, only God, only God, only God, only God could have made it possible. Thank you.
brought us. Lord, we are here, we've come to say, we've come to worship you. See how far you've brought us, Lord, 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 we worship. See how good you have been to us, Lord. We've come to worship you. See how much you have helped us. You have helped us. Father, 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 we are here. We've come to worship. We've come to worship. Oh, see, see how far you have brought us, you have brought us, Lord. We've come to worship, we've come to worship. Oh, we said, see, see how far you have brought us,
much he loves you. See how much he loves you. See how much he loves you. Can you see how much he loves you? Can you just see it? Let your eyes be open to see the love of God for you. Let your eyes be open. Everything he does is from the place of love. He's caring, he's protection, he's providing, he's preserving, he's protection, he's giving. He's from the place of love. He's keeping you is from the place of love. He's sustaining you is from the place of love. He's forgiving you is from the place of love. You will see and he will forgive you. He's from the place of love. He's from the place of love. So you should always, always, always come with a garment of worship, with a garment of praise. You should always come grateful. Gratitude should never cease. Gratitude should never cease from your lips, from your heart, from your life. Because God has been kind. God has been good to you. And he has not stopped being good. Oh, Jesus, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. I feel so strongly. Everything he does is from the place of love. And so if you do not know his love, you can't even begin to understand. While you were yet a sinner, he died. While you were yet a sinner, he made this love available. Scripture says he allowed the sun to shine on both the bad and good. This God is balanced. This God is just. This God is faithful. And he's the one you should give your life to. He gave you life so that you can give it back to him. So if you are holding it, you're not doing yourself good. So if you don't know him, I feel so strongly before we go deeper in the worship that you should just lift your hands. Think again. No need holding your life so that you're not filled with regret. Some people will say, is rapture really going to happen? Why do you want to wait till rapture to find out? Then it will be late. Why don't you decide now? And this is how you start. By deciding that you will follow him. With the heart you believe, with the mouth you confess. Unto salvation. And then you start to do the things Jesus stands for. So lift your hand. Where you are in your room, in that hospital room, in your office, wherever it is, I want to believe you are home with your family. And if you're in the hospital, lift your hands. If you are at work for any reason, lift your hands. Say, Lord Jesus, if I'll be true to myself, I can see how far you've brought me. It has not been by my power. I get things I don't deserve. I get things I don't work for. And it is because of you. So today, now, I give you my life. I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe that you died and that you rose again. And I believe that you are coming back again. And all eyes will see you. From today, be my Lord and Savior. Take charge of my life. I give myself to you. For in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. I felt it so strongly to do this now. That wasn't the plan. But so that you can worship in understanding. And you can worship as a son, adopted, bona fide. It is God that has brought you this far. They have predicted your death since. Doctors have given different reports. But it has not happened the way they've said it. Jesus, keep elongating your life, and they keep wondering how is it possible. They give you 2 days, they give you 1 week, they give you 1 month,
And you're still here standing after a year, 2 years, 3 years. It is God. And that's the God you have received. And that's the God we are worshiping. See how far He has brought you. You should come and worship Him. See how far He's helped you. You should come and worship.
My God, my God, my God. My